Unit 11. The Merchant of Venice. Lessons 41 to 42. 1. Reading Comprehension. The Merchant of Venice 1.
Antonio, a merchant of the city of Venice, was liked by everyone because he was always ready to help others. He had many merchant ships which traded with other countries. At the time of this story, they were all at sea. Bassanio, Antonio's best friend, was in love with Portia, a rich and beautiful lady who also loved him. Sadly, he could not ask Portia to marry him because he himself had no money. So he asked Antonio to lend him 3,000 ducats. As Antonio did not have any money just then, he went to Shylock, a moneylender. Now Shylock hated Antonio. The reason for this was that Antonio had many times scolded Shylock publicly for being greedy and cruel. However, Shylock agreed to lend Antonio the money on one condition. In the agreement, Antonio made a promise to allow Shylock to take a pound of his flesh from whatever part of his body if he did not pay the money back at the end of 3 months. Antonio agreed to this, took the money, and gave it to Bassanio. At the time when Bassanio and Portia were getting married, a letter arrived from Antonio saying that all his ships had been lost at sea and that he would have to give Shylock a pound of his flesh. He wished to see Bassanio before he died. After their wedding, Portia told Bassanio to go to his friend at once. Then she thought of a clever plan to save Antonio. She had a good friend who was a doctor of law. She asked him to lend her some of his lawyer's clothes and books. She pretended to be a lawyer, and her maid, Nerissa, dressed herself as a lawyer's clerk. Thus they arrived at the court of the Duke, where Antonio's trial was taking place.
Part 1.
Have mercy on Antonio, Shylock. Do not be so bitter.
Promise to take my pound of flesh. If you do not let me have it, that will be a sign of weakness, and no one will trust your laws. The greatness of Venice will soon be lost. Antonio is my enemy, and I hate him.
Do all men kill the things they do not love?
It is useless trying to argue with Shylock. Don't wait any longer. Pass judgment on me and give Shylock what he wants.
I'll pay you 6,000 ducats for the 3,000 ducats that Antonio borrowed.
If you offered me 6 times what you have just offered, I would still take my pound of flesh. Give me my pound of flesh.
Let us be calm, gentlemen. Shylock, how can you hope for mercy yourself when you show none?
I have done nothing wrong, and I fear no judgment. I desire my pound of flesh.
As the Duke is wondering what to do, Nerissa, dressed like a lawyer's clerk, arrives with a letter from the famous lawyer whom Portia has visited. While the Duke is talking to Nerissa, Shylock gets ready to cut his pound of flesh from Antonio. Then the letter is read out for all in the court to hear. I am very ill. When your letter reached me, I had with me a learned young doctor from Rome. I told him about the quarrel between Shylock and Antonio. We studied many law books, and he knows what I would say. I ask you to let him stand in my place and give judgment. He is young, but I never knew so young a body with so wise a head. After the letter had been read out to the court, Portia, in lawyer's clothes, enters the room and takes her seat as judge.
Part 2.
Greetings, learned judge. I do not envy you your job. This is a most troublesome case.
Greetings. Please be seated. Are you Antonio? And is this your agreement with Shylock?
It is.
Then Shylock must be merciful. He must have mercy on Antonio.
Why must I have mercy on him? Tell me that.
Mercy brings good. Mercy falls like the gentle rain from the sky upon the earth. It blesses those who give it, and those who receive it. We should learn to show mercy to others. Do you still ask for this pound of flesh?
I ask for what is mine by law.
I offer 10 times the money that Antonio has borrowed. Please change the law a little, so that we may save Antonio. Use your head a little, sir. We cannot change a law. If one law is changed, then people will later want to change other laws.
O wise young judge!
Let me see this agreement, this promise of Antonio to you.
Here it is.
I see. According to the law, Shylock may have a pound of flesh to be cut off by him nearest to Antonio's heart. Be merciful. Let me destroy this paper. No? Then, Antonio, be ready. And Shylock, take your knife and prepare to do the deed.
O learned judge! O wise young man!
Have you brought anything to weigh the flesh?
Yes, I have everything ready here.
Do you have a doctor, Shylock, to stop Antonio's blood?
That is not in the agreement.
That fox! Do you wish to say anything, Antonio?
Only a little. Goodbye, Bassanio. Don't be sad for me. Tell your wife about me and how much I loved you. If Shylock cuts deep enough, I'll pay him back with all my heart.
Let me take you and say goodbye. I love you more than my own life, more than my wife, and more than all the world. Your wife would not be pleased to hear you say that.
We are wasting time.
Take your pound of flesh. I declare the court allows it, and the law gives it to you. Lesson 43. 1. Reading Comprehension. The Merchant of Venice, 2. Shylock advances towards Antonio and prepares to use his knife. Wait! There is something else. Antonio has promised to give you a pound of his flesh. But he has not promised to give you any of his blood. If you let one drop of his blood fall, you will lose all your land and all your money.
Is that the law?
That is the law. You wanted justice, so you shall get justice, more than you wanted.
I will take the money. Give me 3 times more than Antonio borrowed from me.
Here it is. He cries out, full of joy. Wait! Shylock would not take the money earlier. All he wanted was right to be done. That is all he can have now. You must cut off 1 pound of flesh. No more, no less. And not one drop of blood must fall. Shylock turns and starts to leave the court. Wait, Shylock. The law says that if anyone tries to kill or murder any citizen of Venice, everything that he owns shall be taken away from him. 1/2 of his money and his goods shall be given to the city of Venice, and the other half shall be given to the person he has tried to kill. His life shall be at the mercy of the Duke. Therefore, go down on your knees and beg the Duke for mercy.
Good sir, I beg for mercy and beg your pardon.
I shall not have you killed. But as your punishment, half of your money is now Antonio's. You must give the other half to the city of Venice.
Take my life too. My money and goods are as dear to me as life itself. They are my only comfort. When you take those away from me, you also take my life.
I shall be happy to give up my part of Shylock's money. Shylock must promise to leave the money upon his death to his daughter and her husband.
I promise. Let me go home now. I am not well.